your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Morning, everybody. Listen now. And listen later on the record. This is The Warrior Within, with me, full team, my co-host Brandy Jackson, and my friend and co-host Marty Gallagher. How everybody? How are you?
Good.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. Okay. Today, the subject is New Year resolution. I would say New Year fitness resolution. Somehow, I hate the name fitness, but you know what? I think because it's been turned to be so redundant and negative in many ways. But it's all about being fit. Obviously, our society today, or people today, it's boring to repeat it so many times, but the vast majority of people are overweight. It's not about being overweight. The vast majority of people, men and women, carry excess belly fat. There's no question about it. You see it everywhere. You don't need to see the statistics. Most people are soft in the midsection, can't figure out what to do. Rate of obesity keeps increasing, actually, not just in adults, also in children.
Huge in children.
Right. And just show me a person, including active individual, who keep gaining strength. Quite honestly, this is a myth. Very few, if any, keep gaining strength. When you're young, you know, you just started for a year or two, you may see some result, and after that, that's it. It's a plateau. And that's among people who are really dedicated. Most people are just weak, way, way below the potential. Big question for us is the following. First of all, are we all below our potential? I would try to prove certainly yes, we are all below our potential. At least genetically, we are programmed to be much, much superior than what we are now. That doesn't include maybe everybody. Right, Marty? There are a few exceptionally strange people who are purposefully primitive. I said it right.
Correct.
And very, very strong, way, way strong among in comparison with athletes even, or the average athlete. However, the vast majority of us need New Year resolutions. We all know our weaknesses. We all know something that needs to be fixed. I'm sure there are other resolutions, and I'd like to talk about it. But as far as physical conditioning, becoming leaner, stronger, and healthier, everybody has a resolution. If not, you better make yourself a resolution. But the challenge here is not to make a resolution that, not to put yourself a goal that you already did. It's boring and it's a set for failure. I want to explain this. If you lost last year, let's say 10 pounds, and you gain it all back, don't put on a new resolution to lose the 10 pounds because you're going to gain it again back. Maybe you should put on the new resolution, on the future resolution. New Year means symbolically future, that you shall never gain it back again. That's a resolution, not just losing, never gaining back again. Your resolution should be a challenge that you couldn't break before. Your resolution should be something beyond just sustaining a situation which most likely the majority of you are not even happy with. You should never accept defeat. You should never accept weakness, regardless to how old you are. I'm writing now a book, it may take me some time, but it's moving, about muscle retention. And this book is not as simple. This is not simply about muscular development. It's about muscle retention because muscle aging and muscle wasting can start already after the third decade of life. People don't know this. Astonishingly, people can age on the muscle already after 30 years old, being 32, and maybe sometime younger. And we should be aware that muscle retention, the ability to sustain the muscle in a good shape, is a key not just to look good and not just to keep yourself strong. It's a key to keep your whole metabolic system healthy. It's a key to be able to lose weight and lean down. It's a key to produce energy. The one simple principle of survival is the capacity to produce energy. It doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter where you look. There is one principle that dictates survival of all species. And the principle is the capacity to produce energy enough to satisfy the body metabolic demands. And every time that we have a problem or impairment in energy production, things are going down. Everywhere that you go, any impairment in cellular energy to put in a cellular energy system to function, any impairment of the body to convert food for energy will result in obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and even death. So I want you to know that. And let's go around. You know, I just saw in the news now, you probably heard, Brandy and Marty, that Oprah Winfrey admitted she gained back all the weight, or she gained back another 20 or 40 pounds, I don't know. And now the excuse is that they discovered that she suffered from thyroid disorder. Let me tell you something about the thyroid disorder. Thyroid disorder is a disorder of energy production, period. Because the thyroid hormone play a critical role in the efficiency of energy production in the body. The thyroid certainly work in conjunction with other elements in the body, in the muscle, in the mitochondria, to waste energy as body heat and produce energy and also protect the mitochondria from damage. Thyroid play a critical role even on protein turnover in the muscle. You cannot fully sustain tissue integrity without a good thyroid. And guess what? The vast majority of women, vast majority, close way over 90%, suffer for thyroid, low thyroid. All thyroid disorder, the rate of thyroid cancer about women is at all-time high. There are statistics to show that. What is going on? Why nobody is doing nothing? And then they take drugs that shut the thyroid gland completely. Men are not doing so much better. Many men are suffering from thyroid disorder. Most people today, this way or another, will try to diet. Most diets restrict fuel, restrict calories, restrict fat, or restrict carb. All this restriction may cause shattering effect on your thyroid. And indeed, people who diet hard become cold. You heard about it, Marty?
Become cold?
Yes, the body start to become cold. They start to suffer from cold sensitivity.
Now, I've heard the opposite. I heard that Oprah put on 40 pounds and was blaming it on the thyroid, and I got to thinking maybe because she put on the 40 pounds, it messed up her thyroid.
You know what? It's interesting view because there is a vicious cycle, but I can tell you that the thyroid can be shattered by liquid diet and low-calorie diet, similar diet that Oprah went through.
Right.
And it's just a recipe for a disaster. It's a recipe for a disaster that is waiting for you to suffer from a fat gain rebound. Everybody who goes through the wrong diet of calorie restriction, of fuel restriction, especially the low-carb diet, you know, the extreme low-carb diet, rest assured, will shatter the thyroid.
Wait, let me ask you about the extreme low-fat diet.
Yes.
What effect does that have on the thyroid?
Both extreme low-fat and extreme low-carb will have a negative effect on the thyroid, only that in the case of extreme low-fat, there will be a serious shattering effect also on the steroid hormone, sex steroid hormone, that you must understand that thyroid, even though not a steroid, it works as part of the cocktail hormone of steroids. It works in a very similar manner like a steroid hormone. It has a receptor on the nuclear membrane, and it has a regulatory system that regulates the action of testosterone, etc., and androgens, together with vitamin A, which also work like a steroid. So this cocktail has to work together. Your body is much more sophisticated with a lot of sensitivity to where you are. So if you don't put enough energy, you don't produce enough energy, and the body, in order to conserve you from wasting down, we shut down critical metabolic systems, and the thyroid is the one that's going first. It's not just shut the thyroid production on the gland. It actually, there is inhibition of enzyme that convert thyroid to its active form, like the T3, in the tissue themselves, in the periphery. So people who are dieting hard, one of the symptoms that will have is sensitivity to cold in the hands, in the legs, etc. And the Warrior Diet came in order to put the record straight. We are here to tell you that if you decide to diet for the new year or for the future, you should really know the truth. And it doesn't even, obviously we'll talk about exercise, and exercise is extremely helpful. But one thing, do not destroy your thyroid in the process. I don't think that ever in the history so many people suffer from thyroid disorder. And diet is a major contributing factor. Other contributing factor are chemicals. Chemicals have shown to destroy the function, to shatter the function of the thyroid, to compete with iodine binding. And indeed, there is growing evidence that chemical in food from the higher food chain, like in poultry, meat, have been causing increased rate of thyroid cancer among men and women, particularly among women. We should be careful. We should be knowledgeable. Because we live now in the 21st century when there is more drugs and more medicine and more database. But this information is not being translated correctly, and the rate of disease increases. This is just an introduction, because we do want to talk about your new resolution and gives you some practical advice. Also, please call. This is all about you. I'd like to hear your question, especially regarding resolution, so we address it. And also stay tuned. We got a very special offer in the end of the show that we want to discuss about.
And the number again is 866-472-5791.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great. Helen of Troy, The 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness. You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, back to the second segment. I know we have a caller on the line. I just want to let you know, stay tuned, because we're going to talk about the major obstacle to weight loss. What are you facing with your resolution? What is really missing also in your strength conditioning, in your exercise? What is missing in your chances to develop the right muscle? And most importantly, I'd like to talk about your new resolution, how to make the right choice, how to put the right challenge. And again, wait for this special offer. Let's take the call.
Okay, we have Andrew from Tempe. Are you there, Andrew?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, thanks for calling in. Do you have a question for Ori or Marty?
Yeah, well, first I just wanted to, specifically for Ori, just want to say thank you for, you know, being here on the air and everything. Really appreciate
it. I appreciate
all the advice you're giving. It's not really a New Year's resolution, but I started about, I'd say about 2 months ago. I want to get in the bodybuilding competition around March. And I was wondering what specific advice you would give to tweak the Warrior diet specifically for bodybuilding. Right now I do about 2 or 3 day carb load and then a 2 or 3 day carb deplete. I was wondering like what you would recommend.
Okay. What are you doing on the 7th day?
I just cycle through. I don't really keep track.
So you just keep cycling 3-3. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your protein nutrition? What are you doing?
It fluctuates, but it's about 30% of the calorie intake.
Okay,
so about 150, 175 grams.
And what's your weight right now?
180.
What kind of protein are you using?
All natural sources. Milk, yogurt, whole eggs, fish, chicken.
Sound pretty good, but if you really want to, and we are talking about bodybuilding, we are not talking about regular sport or even powerlifting. In any case, I recommend to use good whey protein because it has, the science to show it, it has unmatched qualities. And not just to build muscle, in fact, to protect your muscle from the microtrauma and boost your recovery, which is a critical element. It has the immunosupportive globulins inside, which regular dairy has, but in much less amount, you understand? Dairy, whatever you eat, sounds very good to me. However, think seriously about good whey protein, and I talked about it a few times before, the best whey protein should be the right
protein. Warrior milk. Yeah, I was looking into getting some of that.
I think you should try it, especially a few months before the competition, because you're going to notice the difference, especially during the day, when you load yourself, it still will minimize the digestion tract stress on you and take the big meal at night. Now, the most important thing, because I want to move forward here, is also your recovery. Just yogurt is not going to be ideal recovery. Even cottage cheese, yogurt, yeah, they're okay. Nothing can match the effect of whey protein as a recovery for the muscle. Why the warrior milk is the best in my opinion? Because it's so well designed to do that. It is low glycemic. We talked before, as a bodybuilder, you need to understand right after the exercise, your muscle is in a shock because of the microtrauma. And basically, it shifts into an insulin release. Your muscle become temporarily diabetic. you don't want to push sugar as bodybuilders do. You want
right.
But you do want to give it the fuel and the protein that it needs. So whey protein have shown, because a certain kind of amino acid have even fueling effect. Like lysine, glutamine have definitely a supportive effect.
Yeah, I take liver tablets and glutamine right now.
I'm not sure about the liver tablets, and I'm not sure about isolated glutamine. Ideally, you should take, don't waste your money on that. Ideally, you should take a compound that naturally appear in, with all the elements together. Immunosupportive globulin, all the key amino acid, rich in glutamic acid, which translates to glutamine in the body, and then rich in lysine, which is extremely anabolic, naturally rich in branched-chain amino acid. Nothing can match. What you can find is whey protein concentrate from grass-fed cows.
Right.
The other thing is your fuel. When you do carb loading, did you check how the amount of fuel affect your progress?
What do you mean? Like as far as water
you have to
retention?
Check how much carb do you eat. Just do call it carb loading. It's not good. Okay. You really want to check and do a database document. How much carb do you eat, and how it affects your progress and your pump the day after.
Okay.
And the same with the fat. Also, the rotation, the strict rotation of 3 day here, 3 day there, it's okay. It's not bad. It's a smart idea. However, outsmart yourself. Sometimes do 4 days carb, 2 days fat. You understand?
Yeah.
Go all the way out. Sometimes do a whole carb a whole week. And after that, shock the body. Shift to high fat. 4 high fat, you understand? 3 carbs. 5 high fat, 2 carbs. Try to do that. You'll be surprised of this shifting of fuels, how it affects.
From the adaptation and everything?
It's adaptation. It also could help you without losing muscle mass on the leaning down effect.
But so you don't believe there's any strict like plan I should follow immediately before the competition? Just keep it fluctuating?
You can fluctuate. What I would do in the case of bodybuilding, before the competition, I would shift to a very low glycemic diet.
Yeah.
Okay. Like 5 days, and then pump the carb a day before. Pump the carb so you will never look flat. You understand?
Yeah.
Pump the carb a night before. Keep the under eating as usual. You're going to be pretty pumped. What time of the day is the show?
Judging's in the morning, and then there's the evening show around 6 or 7.
Then you can always also have something like the more well your milk with you as a good substance to keep you in shape while you're there. It's not going to be easy, but you don't want to bloat yourself with meal during the competition day.
Rory, let me jump in.
No,
sure, absolutely, Marty.
Do you have to make weight?
It's pretty, not too hardcore. It's a 170 weight class, so I'm planning on losing about 10 pounds.
Okay. One tactic that I know a lot of the guys use, Rory, is they make weight, you weigh in the day before, right?
Correct.
So they weigh in, make the weight, and then they start their carb load up until the time of the pre-judging.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard all kinds of crazy things, that baked potato every hour on the hour, all kinds of weird stuff, yeah.
No, that's actually factually accurate. That's what they do. They will take in dry carbs, no liquid, basically every hour on the hour up from the time they weigh in until the time of the show. So you might weigh in at 170, but you might compete the next day at 178.
Yeah.
You would be flat on the day of the weigh-in, but on the day of the competition, you'd be, you know, all
pumped. And that's the way you want to, you don't want to look good the day after.
No.
The most important thing is that, yes, until the time of the weigh-in, you should be on a very low glycemic fat fuel, in my opinion.
Okay. So
and then the night after, the night, just the same night of the after the weigh, you can go to a very good high-carb meal.
Okay.
I think you're going to wake up already pretty pumped. And keep with you something which is fast assimilating, that will keep you in a good shape doing this stuff without bloating you, make you bloated. And I think that will work. And
go ahead.
Again, I don't know about your weight restriction. Obviously, it puts you in a catch because you cannot gain too much, right?
Right.
But I think that with the Warrior diet, you can control everything because of the cycle and the amount that you eat. So
yeah.
Do you have any more questions, Andrew?
Yeah, just one thing. Should I bring up my protein level higher, do you think?
I think your protein is pretty high. It's not about how much protein. 175 grams of protein is not bad at all. It's really
okay.
About your fuel and when
right.
do you eat the protein. So if you don't incorporate recovery properly, you're losing a great window of opportunity, very anabolic, of the muscle,
yeah,
actually, to deposit
in the morning.
So just eating at night, which is the Warrior Diet way, just not good enough. It's good, but not good enough for an athlete or a bodybuilder. You really need to incorporate recovery meal,
and
I believe that we can provide you with the best products possible.
All right, I'll look into getting some of that. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and keep sending me email. Let me know of your progress.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck with
that.
Thanks for the call.
Sorry?
No, I was saying thanks for the call. Just
okay.
So you guys know, we've got 3 minutes till the next break.
Okay, so coming down to this new resolution, what are the main obstacle to weight loss? Well, one thing we just talked about is the thyroid. Many dieters should be aware that the thyroid is very sensitive to the wrong diet. It doesn't matter who is behind it. It could be any doctor, Joe Schmo. The vast majority of fitness magazines do recommend dangerous diets without even knowing. They believe somehow that the 1,500 or 1,600 calories a day is the key here. We're coming now. We are living in a society that is... Hello?
No, go ahead. It was the caller.
Oh, okay. We're living in a society that the majority, the normal, is soft. So they pull us information, which is absolutely incorrect. Make sure that you have sufficient enough of fuel and good protein to support your diet. Second, to protect your thyroid. Second, supplement yourself properly. Don't let your metabolic system decline because you are missing even one essential amino acid or one vitamin or one mineral. Even one element which is missing, essential, can shatter the metabolic system. Support your body. Take the right vitamins. Take the right minerals. Detoxify your body. Okay? Take the herbs that support your metabolic system. We talked about our new formula, the thyroline. Yes, I'm not just trying to promote what we did. It definitely works. So if you really want to improve your metabolism, lean down, you've got to support yourself. Okay? Then the last thing, obviously, is exercise. We're going to talk about it after this break and move to other subjects.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness. You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, here's the part that I believe both Marty and myself can talk about. Exercise. Hey, I'm not trying to preach you. I just want to tell you one thing. I don't know about you, Marty. I know how important it is, the nutrition part. It is the most important. However, I can tell you one thing. If you ever want to reach maximum result, not just hanging in there, if you really want to lean down, break the plateau, get the best out of you, there is no way, I repeat, there is no way you can reach it without exercising properly.
No.
No way.
Absolutely.
There is no way that you can just use a diet, an even perfect diet. Hey, eat raw only. Hey, whatever it is, connect to the universe, do meditation, whatever you do. And I'm not against this thing. And I know that we mock Pilates and yoga. If you want to do it, that's fine. Okay, but it is not going to be good enough, and you never, ever reach peak conditioning if you do not train properly. Our body has been programmed, like everything else, to function according to one major master principle. It's a motto. It's beyond principle. And you know what it is? Survival. If you ever want to check everything that we do, it all should be judged whether it improve our survival or not. We have a survival, amazing survival problem, much more ancient than history, which has been.
Can I jump in? Can I jump in for a minute?
Sure.
Because I think that a lot of people are confused. A lot of the folks that, and again, not to pick on Pilates or not to pick on yoga, but one of the reasons that we are not as enthused about those particular exercise formats is because they're not intense enough to trigger hypertrophy. Okay, they're not intense enough to trigger the bodily adaptive response, which ties into what Ori's talking about the survival mechanism, the whole fight or flight, that whole historical precedent. The body is primordial, and it's programmed to respond to intense exercise. The Pilates trainers, the yoga guys, that's great, that's fine, but it is not intense enough to tie into that primordial hardwiring.
It is very true, in my opinion, though, you know, there are Pilates and Pilates. I just heard recently that some of them actually who contact me are more hardcore than the others. So I'm sure there are variations, and not everybody are the same. But principally, let's talk about the principle here. To make a resolution for the future, you've got to understand that there is a very primitive mechanism in you. Primitive, ancient, okay? And you've got to admit, you've got to be humble enough to understand that this mechanism is programmed to help you better survive today the same way that he programmed to help your ancestors survive over 10,000 years ago or 50,000 years ago, whether you believe it or not. And the same mechanism, the same biologically appear in other species. And I said it before, if you have a puppy dog or a kitten or any kind of animal, you can see but they are born inherently, they are born to fight or flee. That's how they play. And children too, but we, because we want to be politically correct, we basically crush down the natural tendency to hustle, wrestle, and run around and hide and jump on each other. Okay?
Not in my neighborhood.
Good. Well, I'm trying to encourage it with my children. And I can tell you, it is so inherent that there is no denial. But we are the only species. We are the only species who betray our biological program, who go against it. And the fitness industry do not provide you the right information. You cannot read about it in Muscle Magazine. You cannot read it in Fitness Magazine, but the science is there. And many scholars all over the world already know that there is inherent exercise program in us, and we must exercise intensely enough. There is massive, massive science about the effect of progressive resistance training, something which I'm not doing per se, but I cannot deny the benefit of the science of progressive resistance exercise on the body, muscularity, and in my opinion, for that matter, on survival. Why survival? Because the muscle play much more important role than just moving your ligament. It has function that help you produce energy, and we just talked about the energy is the one number one principle of life. The muscle is the largest energy producing tissue in the body. It's the larger mitochondria. Mitochondria is the compound, it's the energy chamber in the cell that produces energy. So the muscle is the largest mitochondria containing organ or tissue in the body. We cannot allow ourselves to waste muscle tissue. We need to exercise properly and nourish properly the whole prep, the whole package. Even if you now, let me just swift it a little bit. Even if you exercise properly, but you don't nourish yourself properly, if your muscle is starving, it doesn't matter what you think, you're going to waste it. You're going to waste it. And nourishing the muscle lead me to the last thing that I want to recommend. People, you've got to detoxify. The more active you are, the more you need it. But even if you're not active, you need to detoxify because you carry already toxin. Toxin manipulate every metabolic action in your body. Toxin, especially those that mimic hormone like estrogen, have shown to not just interrupt hormonal function, actually take away from the body its capacity or ability to regulate its own weight. So you really want to detoxify the body. As for the athletes and bodybuilders, if you're listening, you have to understand that toxin cause inflammation, they slow recuperation time, they become an obstacle to muscle recuperation. If the muscle do not recuperate, the muscle will never grow, you will never gain muscle mass. If your body is not unable to remove inflammatory compounds.
Can I amplify on something that you said? Exercise and nutrition, when they're done in conjunction and they're done with an intelligent plan, they amplify one another. You get better results. As Ori and I have discussed often in our own private conversation, the scientists are way behind the curve when it comes to examining the effect of exercise on nutrition and the effect of nutrition on exercise, because what they don't understand, what the athletes understand, is that when your eating is in sync with your exercise, 2 + 2 = 7.
How about 2 + 2 = 8?
Yeah, or 11.
Yeah, exactly. There is no limit. Believe me, your biological system has the capacity to accelerate itself.
And the scientists want to go, well, 2 + 2 = 4. And you go, no, that's not true. There is an amazing effect where results exceed realistic expectations when the eating and the exercise is perfectly synced up.
way beyond, if you ever understand how the muscle is built, how the metabolic system is built, you understand that when things go down, so many factors have been impaired. Your hormones, your sex drive, your libido, your energy metabolism, everything will go down together with the muscle waste. You become overtrained, depressed, and weaker. And when things actually improve, everything improves, your vitality, your sex drive, your muscle, your brain, your approach, it's all beneficial. So you've got to do the right thing. Let me just sum it up because I really think it's important because we have an important guest here right now, and which I want to introduce you, an announcement to say. However, the biggest obstacle today is the following. Do not sweet, for example, sweets and sugar. Stay aware, whatever you can, keep your diet low glycemic. You cannot go wrong with this. Stay away from sweet meals. Unless it's natural sweetening like fruits, it's fine. Stay away from high glycemic refined meals that will always, always jeopardize your success. Two, try to exercise properly. We provide a lot of information on the Control Fatigue Training, or CFT, including now a new site, which is called Fight Conditioning. Try to show you how to take maximum, best advantage of your inner biological problem to exercise as a human species. Why being in a fight condition is so important for every athlete and every human being, not just for a fighter. Go and check it out. And most importantly and finally, support your metabolic system with everything that you don't get on the diet. Get the right supplement. There's no other way today. Get it. Get the best things that you can. Herbal support, detoxifying herbs, herbal support for your hormone, and definitely perfect protein nourishment for an active person like yourself. We provide you with the best product possible. And we also reduce now the price, move a lot of profit forward to you so you can afford it. I tell you right now that we have the best product, and nobody can prove me any other way. And they don't cost more than things that you buy in GNC. Not much more, believe me, pound to pound. It's extremely competitive. We need your support also because we support you. It's a mutual relationship. But I want to say one more thing. This time, we wanted to move to one more event. So we are launching now. You see, the Warrior Diet is built on personal approach. When people call here, they always find somebody to talk to them. When people email me, as busy as I am doing amazing effort to answer most people. So right now, we are offering you a dinner with us, face to face. We're going to talk about it right after this break, and I'd like to also continue with a new resolution. So stay tuned.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Okay, this is the last segment, so it's relatively short. What I'd like to tell you here that with us on the line is Dimitri Hondalas, Warrior Diet Certified and Chef, I believe best chef in the world, Dimitri Hondalas. How are you, Dimitri?
Thank you, Ori. I'm good.
Good. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
I said on the last segment, this is the first time because people actually contact us before regarding that. So, you know, the way that those who really know about the way that it's built on very traditional suppers, big evening meals, big nightly meals, and I have been living like this for many years, and so is Dimitri. Let me tell you something about Dimitri. Dimitri is originally Spartan, came from Sparta, and I was still amazed to see how they kept the tradition of the Greek warriors, which I wrote in the Warrior Diet book. We would like to invite you for a dinner with us. It's a dinner seminar. We will talk about, obviously, your New Year resolution. We will talk about your nutrition, your training. We'll address your personal questions. We'll show you face-to-face, eye-to-eye, what to do. And all of this while you will enjoy a traditional, good, excellent, I believe, best warrior meal. We just recently celebrated the birthday of my son, Nehemia, at Dimitri Place, and I can tell you right now, I don't think that I ever ate such a good meal. And I asked Dimitri, and he told me, Ori, this is how we eat like every day. And I said, oh my God, this is unbelievable. And I'm not deficient, believe me, I'm eating very good meals. But there's something about this Greek Spartan tradition, which is not a regular. This is not regular food that you eat, yet it so perfectly fit the warrior diet. You will be served, and you will be experienced, the warrior experience, actually. You will be experienced the warrior way better than ever. So the details are on the website. If you have any question, you can... let me say it before. We are planning to do it on Saturday, January 18. It is going to be a three-hour event, dinner seminar, between the hours 5 to 8 p.m. It's going to be at Dimitri's Place, which is called Le Petit Greek in Hollywood, California. And you can register on the internet. I believe there is a link both in the Warrior Diet and Defense Nutrition. Or you can call 818-342-1927. Before I put Dimitri online, I just want to tell you, this is the most personal event that we did beside the regular workshop. Usually it's training workshop, nutrition workshop. Now, we want you to experience the pleasure of the Warrior Diet. You want to know now how great and healthy teas to follow the warrior diet and enjoy these amazing meals together with us while discussing issues, while coming to resolution, while discussing your nutrition, exercise, or your special health condition. We're all going to be there, myself, Dimitri, and some of the team. But we have a limited capacity. This is a private event, and if you really want to reserve your place, act now. It's not far away from now. Dimitri, do you want to talk about your place a little bit and what kind of dinner are we planning to put there?
Yes. The restaurant, we've been for 20 years. It's on Larchmont Boulevard, Hancock Park. And it's an amazing place, and the food that we serve, it's their traditional recipes that we brought from back home. My grandfather actually did in the early 1900s when he first came here. And it's when you're in tune with your body, you realize and you understand that this food really hits the spot, makes you feel good. I mean, I had the dinner last night, the traditional warrior Sparta dinner. I got up this morning, I'm full of energy, ready to conquer, get out there, work all day, looking forward for my dinner this evening. So, you know, clean, like the vegetables, the salad, the fish, the frilled out eggs, everything, it's so good, and when you eat it, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, the one thing that's the one thing I'd like you to experience, how you can eat a lot and never, never restrict yourself and still lean down and feel the energy.
Exactly.
So what we're going to do, right, Dimitri, we're going to give you there about two options with the two fuels. Some of them would like to go to the carb fuel or the detox, or the weight loss for the purpose of weight loss to be on a very low glycemic, okay, like fish and beans and vegetables. We have great dishes. And some of you may like to go for the carb fuel, or some of you may like to go for the fat fuel.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of choices, and it's going to be an amazing experience. We guarantee that. It's going to be an amazing experience.
So if you're coming there at 5 o'clock, we're going to gather everybody together in the restaurant. It's going to be a very private, close event.
Yes.
You're going to meet with us and sit with us. And while we start serving, I would introduce some ideas regarding nutrition and exercise, and you'll see it's going to be discussion the very traditional, you know, ancient Greek way. People used to gather in Greek and Rome over supper and discuss things, and it's proven to work.
Exactly, like we even do today back home with the same thing. We sit down for 3-4 hours. Dinner, suppers are for 3-4 hours. We talk and we eat and we don't rush. We don't eat dinner in half an hour.
Beautiful. And so this is something that we are going to start now again. The accessibility is limited. It's a private event. And if you want to participate, you should check the information or call to reserve your place now. Radio listeners, we discuss it. Radio listeners, we get a 20% discount. Okay? That's a massive discount.
That's very generous, sorry.
Yeah, massive discount. All you need to do is pick up the phone and say that you heard it on the radio. Okay? And you will get a discount. You can register on the phone at this time. Okay.
And we invite people from all over the world, all over America. I mean, no restrictions.
There is no restriction. If you want to experience the warrior experience, okay, if you want to participate and enjoy it, I think for a new year resolution, I know it's January, but new resolution, it's beginning of January, we can do it face-to-face. We can discuss it face-to-face. And this time, the seminar includes the dinner, and it's personal. this is the best it can go, okay?
It's going to be a life change event. It will change your life.
So let me sum it up about the new results. First of all, let me give you again, the phone in the office is 818-342-1927. All of you who wanted to talk about recipes, you know, eventually in the end of the day, it's coming to food. And it's very important for your future that you should enjoy your life. Enjoy your process. Yes, you're working hard. Yes, you're training hard. But you've got to enjoy the process. Taste and the ability to cook and prepare for yourself is critically important. If you join us, we'll discuss all this issue. Show you the skill. Dimitri, I believe, is one of the best chefs in the world. He will show you how to easily prepare the recipe that you love and experience here. Anyway, thank you for listening. We are waiting to hear from you. There's only going to be one more show next week for this year, and I'm going to come with an amazing offer. But until then, I'll be waiting to hear from you. Good luck. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Brandy. Thank you, Dimitri. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Huffmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.